If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. The World Show with Nikki B.
Right now, I am joined by our second, well, he's our fifth guest today, but actually our second official guest, Kibron Berhani. Welcome back to The World Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I am blown away by your new album. Kibron, I don't know how I'm going to choose which songs to play, because I want to play all of them. It's absolutely beautiful. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
So where are you now? You're in California.
Yes. I'm in Pasadena.
Pasadena. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Taking Ethiopian music and making it accessible to the world.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. You know, Kibron, it was a while since you were last on The World Show, and I want to just touch on a little bit of your background once again. Where you grew up, and was piano your first instrument?
I was born in a little town called Debrebrahan, like 110 kilometers away from the capital city of Ethiopia, Addis Ababa. So I grew up in different places, but mainly it was half of my life, it was in Debrebrahan. Then I went to boarding school, a Catholic mission school. That's where I have learned Ethiopian ancient chanting and all those singing. So my first instrument was krar, like Ethiopian traditional instrument, six-string pentatonic made out of animal products, animal skin, wood, and animal intestine for the strings. So that was my first instrument.
Yes. And you still play it?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
I do play it.
And,
yeah.
And it makes sense to me, you're reminding me also of that upbringing from the school, because this album, you've really gone back into the really deep roots of Ethiopian music. Yes. I mean, your music always has, but this one, I think, even more so now.
Yeah, probably I'm like progressing, like more researching to my roots and our value and our musicality from back in the days, from starting from Saint Yarit. Like, he lived in 6th century, and he was the one who wrote all the melodies for Ethiopian Orthodox church chanting and all those stuff. And the first guy, I would say, who wrote like musical notes in like, he have his own way of writing before Bach and all the Western culture, how music have to be written. But so I've been researching all those elements, and I've been playing for a long time now. I'm learning, and still I'm learning, and I'm exploring what it has to be done into Ethiopian music, and the other world have to know about Ethiopian music, like what we use, what we do in our music, what we want to tell our story through music. That's been right for me.
Well, you know, it's so interesting for me because, and I've just had these amazing women playing traditional African instruments here. But, you know, what's really interesting for me is I think a lot of what we know in the world of Ethiopian music is largely the Ethiopian jazz. And that's obviously contemporary music. I'm interested to know what was before the missionaries came. What kind of music was being played in Ethiopia, like way before what we know as the Catholic Church came to Ethiopia?
Basically, the Catholic Church came, but they didn't bring like the Western culture. They were adapting, they were teaching Ethiopian Orthodox, like what have been there. They've been teaching that, but from back in the days till now, like Ethiopian traditional music, it has its own genre, but not accessible to the world. Because before that, even now, there are like bands who play Ethiopian traditional instruments, just like all the traditional instruments. We have different like time signature and scales. Like we have four different scales, so we use only on those scales and try to, you know, like five notes is enough kind of approach. So we kind of express ourselves, our, you know, lifestyle. In Ethiopia, it's rich of cultural history. We have like around 80 different languages. So every individual, they have their own musical type. Every tribe, they have their own different. So I'm trying to gather from all those tribal music and trying to mix it with jazz and trying to present for the other world that we have music, we have this kind of music, like through, because people, they don't understand if I bring all those traditional instruments just to give them and to, hey, this is our music, they're not going to understand. But I'm trying to mix it, fuse it, and in a way they can understand it. So that's like, we have those traditional instruments and music still nowadays.
Beautiful. I think it's time for a track, because I want to play a few of them around our chat. Yes. The album is called Here and There. Of course, I'm speaking to the man himself, Kibron. Do I pronounce your surname right? I was actually wondering.
Yes.
Berhane.
Yes.
Okay, Kibron,
yes,
Berhane.
Right.
And this track is Abetu. Is there anything you can tell us about this track, Kibron?
This track is like a prayer. And it's like the melody and the singing is like from like old days. And that's how I mix it with like modern music and try to sing it when I was in a childhood era, what I've been learned. So that's like a mixture of old with new kind of approach.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Speaking to Kibron Berhane on The World Show. If you haven't heard it yet on The World Show, you've got to hear the album Here and There. Here is Abetu.
Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift and inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Beautiful. Kibron Berhane on Kaya 959. The track is Abetu. His new album is called Here and There. And of course, Kibron is with us right now on The World Show. Who's singing on that track, Kibron?
I am singing.
You are singing. Wow.
Yes.
Well, you sound like a really old man whose nose, you know, absolutely beautiful. Because there's a couple of vocal tracks on the album. So it's you singing all the way through.
Yes, I am.
Now, when did this album come out? When did you make this album? Because we, you know, we've been through this time of COVID and lockdowns. Mm-hmm. So when was this album conceived? And how long did it take you to release?
Oh, it was recorded in 2020, around November, end of November. So my friends, most of like friend of mine, most of them, like they weren't traveling and touring around. So I thought this is a good time to record an album. Then I was discussing with my friend, my producer, and the record label. I want to do something like, because before that I had an EP, three songs. So I want to do the full length, you know. Then we were discussing, so, okay, let's do it. Then I told him, like, since I have time, what if we record it within a month? Then he was like, oh, okay, let's do. Then we planned. And immediately I start writing charts and everything, preparing the demos, all those things. Within 2 weeks, I was able to pull all the charts and all the arrangements and stuff and start communicating with friends whom most of them like played in my record. Then when I was asking, almost all of them, they were down to record. Then I sent them the demo and we planned ahead, and we had one day sound check and rehearsal at the studio and 2 days of recording. Within 2 days, we recorded 8 songs for each day. So that's, wow, that was the process.
So we've been quite intense. Yes.
Yeah, it was intense, but it came out well. I know all of them. They are like an amazing musicians. Yeah, that's how it happened. Then we mixed it with 10 days, one song each day. And the vinyl production, it was so, it took us so long,
yes,
to take it, like to release it. It took us almost 1.5 years to be able to get all the products. We didn't want to release it without the vinyl. So that was the process.
Well, you know, I've got a lot of what I call members of the World Show family who are vinyl, yeah, collectors. So, mm-hmm, if people wanted to order the vinyl, how would they be able, mm-hmm, to order the vinyl?
Now, like for Europe, Kudos is the one who's distributing, but in my Bandcamp.
So people
could go in my Bandcamp then.
Go to,
yes,
Bandcamp.
From Bandcamp, yes.
And order the vinyl. And I always support Bandcamp, yeah, because the artists get the money. Yes.
Yes, that's right.
And in fact, Bandcamp is how I came across your work. If it wasn't for Bandcamp, I wouldn't have discovered the work of Kibrom Barani.
Oh. Yes. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes, absolutely beautiful. Now, the name of the album as well, Here and There. Tell me a little, mm-hmm, bit about the name, and please say it for me in Amharic. Is it Amharic?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right. In Amharic, it means Zihnazia. So it means here and there. It means, like, in Ethiopia, in Amharic language, Zihnazia. It expresses my, you know, I go to Ethiopia like oftenly. So I get the idea, like, I was born in Ethiopia. I grew up in Ethiopia, and I'm here like in LA for 10 years. So all the inspiration from Ethiopia and here. So that's like, that's what I want to try to tell for, like in this album. I'm from there, but I'm here. So like, I'm from here. I'm here, and my family and all the musicality comes from there. So that's
here and there.
The meaning of it.
Here,
yeah,
and there. And in terms of the, yes, musicians, are most of, mm-hmm, your musicians American-based? Are they coming from Ethiopia? Who's accompanying you on the album?
In the album, the guitar player is from Israel. Israel guy based in LA. He has his own Ethiopian group called Ambass Orchestra. The bass player, I used 2 bass players for this project. 1 Ethiopian bass player. He played on 3 songs in the first EP. Uskana Mulat, amazing bass player. And another one, Patrick Bailey. He's based in Los Angeles. The saxophone player, he's from LA, local. Randall Fisher. And the percussion player, Khalil Kaming. He's LA based in the LA local. And the drummer, he's from San Diego. His name is Jacob Nader. And who else? Oh, the trombone player, he's from Brazil, and Fabio. And trumpet player, he's from here, Long Beach, well, playing holiday. So
I must, yeah, give credit to your horn section, because they play like they come from Ethiopia. It must yes, be your arrangements.
Yes.
Drawing
all of them,
yes,
they are my arrangements, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. I promise you, I thought these guys are from Ethiopia, the way that the horn section is. Yes. Now,
yeah,
I want to play.
Yeah, they play Ethiopian music. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, they play a lot of Ethiopian music, that's why.
Yes. And on that note, how is, you know, how do people in the States, I'm not talking about Ethiopian people living in America, what is the response to a sound, like your sound for me has got such a strong Ethiopian signature. What is the response of the public when you perform there?
Well, it was mind-blowing for me. It was like surprising because a lot of people they were there and they were surprised, and they loved every moment of the show. That was like my best experience performing my music to here in Los Angeles. It was an amazing, still I'm like grasping from that day, like it was absolutely amazing.
This album, you performed this album?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
your new material, yes.
Yes, yes.
Well, it's difficult to resist, that's for sure. And I'm going to play another track now because I want to play a couple more before we have to go. Now, yes. I'm probably wrong, but when I listened to this track and I looked at the title of the track being Mercato, I thought, is this a market? Is it? Yes, yes, I was right.
Yes.
I've got the vibe.
Yes.
It wasn't
yes.
just the name,
That's
but when
right.
I saw the name and I listened to this track, I thought, this is a song about the market. Tell me a bit more about this track.
Yeah, the Mercato is like one of the biggest markets in, I can say, in Africa. It's like in Addis Ababa, it's like big, huge, and you can find anything like from, I don't know what to say. It's like huge, a lot of people, a lot of activity, a lot of thing going on in this place. You can hear a lot of sounds, people's noise. It's like crowded. And I was trying to express those feelings in this song. So, yeah, this is like the biggest marketplace in Addis in Africa, I guess.
Yes, and you think different elements or different moments are actually the sounds of different aspects of the market.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to express, how it starts when you go into the market. It starts like crescendo and it goes like you can't get out of the market. Like the vibe is there. Like when you go into the market, like that's how the saxophone and everything coming in. And when you go into the market, the sound of it is like all the way, no dynamics down. It's like it goes all the way, like loud and noise and everything. So that's, I try to express those feelings.
Well, you certainly did, because I got it. Talking to Kibram Barhani on The World Show, I'm going to play you this one. It certainly has the sounds of the market.
Kaya. 959. Fresh new sounds on The World Show with Nikki B.
Wow, yes, Mercato. It's Kaya 959, and that is a track from tonight's featured guest, Kibram Barhani. The album's called Here and There, and he's just released this album. It is so incredibly irresistible. I don't know what else to say. Absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Kibram. Thank you very, very much. Now, Kibram, when you went to the States, you went with a purpose of studying.
Yes.
Was it your intention to, when you went to study, to take the Ethiopian sounds and explore it further? Or did you tend to find it, the importance of it in the studying process?
I was in both ways, actually. I was exploring when I was in Ethiopia, and trying to bring it here and see what I can do with it, with like all the opportunities that I'm gonna be able to get. So that was my intention. But first, when I got here, I was like more focused on school and just playing with different bands. But after I finished my school, I started like exploring, just sitting down and work on my craft and writing all these things and tool. for Ethiopia and for the world. To see if I can be able to contribute a little bit of like my talent to, you know, for my country and for Ethiopia. So yeah, that was my intention.
And I'm sure that as you've done it, you've realized more and more the importance of spreading what I believe is a wealth of music. You know, if we look at a country like Ethiopia, and you're speaking about 1,000 years of Ethiopian music.
Yes. Definitely. It's a wealth to distribute and to be able to, you know, like people in my age, in my era, if I can do something about it, like, because in this world that we are living in now, like with all the globalization, all the stuff, everybody is open to, you know, and this, I believe this is the time to, you know, show and see other people to get inspired, the younger generation from Ethiopia and the other world too, because like now there are tons of bands who play Ethio jazz. So that's what I'm trying to give back.
Now, before I play the next song, I have to ask you this question. Who were the great influences to you musically when you were growing up? Was it mainly Ethiopian musicians? And if so, who were they or who are they?
Growing up, of course, I've been listening all the singing, the people who are not known in church side, like all the wise men, like old guys who teach singing. And in the radio, I was listening all like the music that's been there, like Mulatu Astatke, he is in like soundtrack of our childhood. Maho Iseke, the non-Ethiopian woman pianist,
yes,
who lived now in Israel, and Hailu Mergia, Gitacho Mokrea, all those giants, they've been in radio playing all day long. So those are like, I guess, I believe those are like my inspirations from my childhood.
Yes.
But as I was growing, I was like listening more to the world, like Herbie Hancock, Thelonious Monk, Bud Powell, all those great Makwe Tyner. I've been listening those two. So these are like my inspirations.
Yes, and I suppose when I listen to your music, I see those different elements coming up and how you've combined them into this very contemporary, ancient-rooted contemporary sound.
Oh, yeah.
Now the next, sure, it's so beautiful, this album. I urge everybody to get a copy here and there. And if you want the vinyl, order it from Bandcamp. But otherwise, the album is available on all digital platforms. Now the next track is Menda. And you requested, because I didn't know what to choose. I want to choose all of the songs. Tell me about Menda. And in fact, I see you've got a video on YouTube of playing live of Menda.
Yeah.
Yes. Tell me about Menda.
Very quickly. Menda means its neighborhood. The place I was trying to remind myself, the place that I grew up, how the community worked together, how they protect us within our childhood era, our families, our friends, our neighbors. They basically help us grow in so many ways. So that's like, you know, this song comes from those inspirations, like how neighborhood community work together to help us nurture us to the point where we are now. So Menda means neighborhood, family, community.
Thank you so much. Ever more important in what we've gone through as a world is to go back and draw from the communities that we live in. Thank you so much. Menda, coming up from Kibron Bohani off his album Here and There. Please do contact Kibron on social media or send me a message or a comment. give us some feedback on this beautiful music. You can do it on Facebook on the page The World Show with Nikki B or Nikki B Global on Twitter and Instagram.
Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift and inspire on The World Show with Nikki B.
Kibram Barhani on The World Show. Wow, Menda is the name of the song. The album, you've got to get it. It's called Here and There. Absolutely beautiful, Kibram. So, so amazing. I don't even know what else to say about this album. Every single track is a gem. What is happening now? Are you able to perform, take this album and perform it around the world? And please come to South Africa, please. Somebody book Kibram Barhani in Johannesburg.
Yeah, that's the plan. We are working on that, towards that. I just did the release show and I have a couple of shows coming up, but like we're gonna, we didn't announce it yet, but like we're gonna have some shows, tours around Europe and to the world. But I'll let know everybody when this happens.
Yes,
that's the next plan. And yes, goal. Yeah,
and obviously on YouTube, I noticed there are a few, some of your old tracks that you perform live as well. And some from this album, like the one we just played. So please, everybody, I urge you to go and watch on YouTube to see it and feel it as a live performance. Kibram, thank you so much for crossing over to us. How's the weather there in California, by the way?
It's hot. It's around now 92, 93.
Wow.
So it's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. It's cool, yeah. It's a dry weather. It's
nice. Full on summer. Yeah. I suppose the climate coming from Ethiopia, being in California, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to end with one last track. And let me tell you again, it was difficult for me to choose, but I feel this one is appropriate because it truly is a tribute to your homeland, Ethiopia. Anything you can tell us about this track?
Yes. Thank you so much first, Nikki, for having me to the World Show. Really blessed and I'm so grateful for you. Ethiopia, the song I wrote it, like there is a crowd in it, a traditional instrument in between.
That's the one, that's one of the tracks. Yes.
Yes. I want to express my love and, what's going on in the world and in Ethiopia to the political and instability or whatever is happening. This track is like my love and my tribute to Ethiopia for my people and for my country. You can hear the trombones coming with a strong voice like old man. So that's like, simply I can say this is like a tribute for Ethiopia.
Thank you so much. Kibram Barhani on The World Show. The album, as I said, is called Here and There, and I'm going to play Ethiopia. But don't forget, you've got to keep it, Kaya, because George Manyosi is up next with the most beautiful selection on Jazzed Up. Absolutely beautiful. He'll be with us until midnight. And whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. Keep it, Kaya. Here is Kibram Barhani's Ethiopia, the album Here and There.
Kaya 959, songs of healing and inspiration on The World Show with Nikki B. The World World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.